Pakistan will have to face consequences for atrocities in Pok, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh on Infantry Day. Budgam, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh on Thursday said that Pakistan, which sheds crocodile tears in the name of human rights, is committing atrocities against people in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and the country would have to bear its consequences. Addressing the 76th Infantry Day program here, the Defence Minister said, "On this occasion, I bow my head to all the brave hearts of India who have given their all to preserve the unity and integrity of this country. This Shaurya Divas inspires us to take a resolution that no matter what the situation may be in the future, no matter how many divisive forces come before us, we should take our nation to new heights by answering them in their own language," said the Defence Minister. He said that everyone knows how much Pakistan, which sheds crocodile tears in the name of human rights, cares for the people of Pok. "I would like to ask Pakistan how many rights has it given to the people of our areas that it has taken unauthorized possession of. Everyone knows how much Pakistan, which sheds crocodile tears in the name of human rights, cares for the people of these areas. Pakistan is fully responsible for inhuman incidents. Pakistan, which is sowing the seeds of atrocities in Pok today, will have to face thorns in the coming time," said Singh. He said that the journey will be completed when the refugees of 1947 will get justice and their ancestors' lands will be returned to them with respect. "I am convinced of the strength of the people here and our armies. The day is not far when all these mandates will be successfully fulfilled," he said. The defense minister also slammed the so-called intellectuals for bringing the human rights of terrorists in the region. "In order to ensure the safety of the public in this area, whenever any action has been taken on terrorists and their allies by the army or state security forces, some so-called intellectuals of the country have found a violation of human rights of terrorists in that action," he said. "I am also surprised that when our forces are attacked, security forces are attacked, or the general public is attacked by the same terrorists and they are treated ruthlessly, then where does the concern for human rights go?" asks Rajnath. Emphasizing that terrorism has no religion, Rajnath said countless lives were lost and countless houses were destroyed in the name of Kashmiraya. "The thunder of terrorism which the state witnessed in the name of Kashmiraya cannot be described. Countless lives were lost, and countless houses were destroyed. There is no account of how much blood was shed in the name of religion. Many people have tried to link terrorism with religion. But are the victims of terrorism confined to any one religion? Does a terrorist act after seeing whether there is a Hindu or a Muslim in front? Terrorists only know how to execute their plans by targeting India," said the defense minister. He said that India is committed to implement the resolution passed in the parliament about retrieving the part of Kashmir under illegal occupation of Pakistan, including Gilgit and Baltistan. "Now we have just started walking towards north. Our journey will be completed only when we implement the resolution passed unanimously in the Indian Parliament on February 22, 1994, and accordingly, we will reach our remaining parts, such as Gilgit and Baltistan," he said. The defense minister said today the region of Kashmir and Ladakh is on the path of progress at a much faster rate than the normal territories. "This state is touching new heights of development one after the other. But I would like to say here that we have just started the development of this area," he added. He further said that after the abrogation of Article 370, Jammu and Kashmir is marching towards success, peace and prosperity. On the 76th Infantry Day, Singh attended the Shaurya Divas program organized by the Indian Army in Budgam. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha was also present at the program. Singh also visited an exhibition by the Indian Army on the occasion. Infantry Day is commemorated on October 27 every year to acknowledge the contributions of the infantry, the largest fighting arm of the Indian Army. This day has a unique significance for the nation, as it was on this day in 1947 that infantrymen from the Indian Army became the first troops to land at Srinagar Airport, an act which turned back the invaders from the outskirts of Srinagar and saved the state of Jammu and Kashmir from a Pakistan-backed tribal invasion. As part of the Infantry Day celebrations of 2022, a wreath-laying ceremony was organized at the National War Memorial today to honor the heroes of the infantry, who made the supreme sacrifice in service of the nation. Chief of Defense Staff General Anil Chauhan, Vice Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General B.S. Raju along with colonels of the regiments, laid wreaths on this solemn occasion. Three decorated veterans, namely Lieutenant Colonel Ram Singh Saharan Kirti Chakra, RETD, Sub-Major and Honorary Captain Yogendra Singh Yadav, Param Veer Chakra, RETD, and September Sardar Singh, Veer Chakra, RETD, also laid wreaths on behalf of veterans of the infantry. According to the Ministry of Defense, bike rallies from four cardinal directions which had commenced their journey from Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir, Ahmedabad in Gujarat, Wellington in Tamil Nadu and Shillong in Meghalaya to commemorate the 76th year of Srinagar landings as part of Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, were also flagged in by the Chief of Defense Staff at the National War Memorial. The bike riders had covered a cumulative distance of over 8,000 kilometers over 10 days while interacting with Veer Naris, veterans, NCC cadets and students en route to pay tributes to the valor and sacrifices of the infantry soldiers. In his message to all infantrymen, the Director General of Infantry exhorted them to rededicate themselves to the core values of bravery, sacrifice, selfless devotion to duty and professionalism, and to remain indomitable in their resolve to defend the integrity and sovereignty of the nation. And I thank you for listening to the organizer.